Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening to the update. We've got Larry on his phone down south there. Hi, Larry. How you doing?
Hey there, Stuart. Just polishing my binoculars, trying to keep an eye on things.
Yeah, there's so much going on, so many warnings. I'm going to start with a Q alert. And there's no way to vet any of this stuff, but it's just kind of a heads up. It says subliminal electronic warfare has been initiated. It's like the science fiction movies had this scripted for a very long time, and we are all actors playing parts not of our choosing. Oh, Steve, this is an alert to you and people you know. High alert warning. For the next 72 hours, all networks in the USA will be broadcasting subliminal messages, which all TV and mobile phones tuned in online can receive. All Facebooks will be broadcasting the same subliminal messages. It is a call to riot and fight for rights against conservatives and especially the evil, narrow-minded Christians. Well, there you have it, full on. Crack the country press for the next week, brother. what do you think, Larry?
Well, like you said, it's almost impossible to vet this stuff. But there is a lot of very strange things happening around the country, and it's all coming together about this same week that we're winding up going into. So we've got to be watchful.
Yeah, very watchful. There's an article out on Alex Jones, I think, is the one who started this. So anyway, let me just see if I can find it. Okay, here's, I got to keep going down here. Got so much news here.
Yeah.
Militarized scenes from Virginia. Let's start there. Militarized police arrive in Richmond. Social media users uploaded photos of military-style equipment coming into Virginia. Following the temporary emergency declaration by Ralph Northam, large elements of the Virginia State Police have been photographed arriving in the capital city of Richmond, bringing with them a Rook armored SWAT carrier, whatever that is. So they're beefing up the law enforcement, getting ready for this battle, I guess. This is what, you know, and Larry Trump tweeted about, they're going to steal your rights, you know, basically stirring up, I thought. I'm not sure why he said anything at this late date. Anyway, the battle for the Republic intensifies as the state of Virginia declares a national emergency in preparation for the rally against gun confiscation. First and Second Amendment rights advocates are gathering from all across the country to peacefully protest Democrat lawmakers sweeping gun control measures that could very well create a constitutional crisis and spark the second American Civil War. In addition to the arrival of military police, photos show the construction of fencing around the Capitol building, fencing that appears to act as a pen meant to contain lobby day attendees in a very confined space. So that's not exactly the way our nation works, is it?
No, it's not, Stuart. And Drudge had a headline this evening, too, and what you've been warning about seems to be about to happen. It appears that they're going to have Antifa parallel these protesters. So is this going to be peaceful? I dare say not. And if I was one of these individuals, I would delay my going. I would use some wisdom, and I wouldn't even show up, you know, this entire weekend.
I wouldn't either. I think the people in Virginia, particularly the Patriot people, I know their heart's in the right place, but this is a setup. If all you folks in Virginia, if any of you are listening to this, it's a setup. Here's a Senator Amanda Chase. I'm going to read what she had to say. Now, she's a senator in Virginia. Sadly, I am posting this knowing that the governor of Virginia has declared a state of emergency in our state. I want you to be aware of how we are being set up. Does the Patriot Act ring a bell? Does the National Defense Authorization Act, which we've mentioned a lot, NDAA, does that ring a bell? If people show up wearing any kind of uniform, patch, or other symbol on their clothing signifying they belong to a militia and something goes wrong, you could well be held as a domestic terrorist. If anyone steps out of line, all it takes is one person. It may even be a government plant. I would second that one, or Antifa, however they want to, Antifar, however you want to talk about it. If that plant does anything to disrupt the rally, you could well be arrested as a domestic terrorist. The governor, using the media, has already set the stage for this to happen. He's already laid the groundwork to make the entire movement look like an insurrection. It will be used to put the rest of the nation on notice of what's going to happen to you if you resist. They have used the Southern Poverty Law Center over the last 15 years to lay the groundwork. I had trouble with the Southern Poverty Law Center myself when I produced the documentary Iron Mountain. They came after me with a vengeance. Southern Poverty Law Center is the largest hate group in the United States, and they are a hate group. They call everybody else hate groups. They themselves are the real hate group. They have labeled us as potential domestic terrorists for a long time now. They have used the Southern Poverty Law Center. Okay, I just read that. anyone who is ever related to the 3%ers, a militia, or just belong to any patriot group, the groundwork has been laid to brand you as a domestic terrorist. They have gone out of their way since the Obama years to ensure they had us labeled, but it didn't start with Obama. It started with the Patriot Act under the Bush administration. Bush was a traitor. His daddy was a traitor. They're nothing but traitors. They're committing treason. We are being played by a well-oiled machine. These things have been in the works for many years. They are kicking things into high gear. Military veterans are even listed as potential domestic terrorists. Well, the reason they're doing that is because they know how to organize resistance. Anyway, we were told, not once, but several times, by the current president, it's not me they are after. It's you, the American people. Their actions over the last 3 years have shown you that he was right, and they are coming after us full speed ahead, and they aren't even trying to hide it anymore. Keep your head on a swivel and know what's going on all around you, particularly at Lobby Day on the 20th. Everyone be safe out there, thus always to tyrants. So there you go. I mean, this is from a senator from Virginia warning what's going on. And there's a lot more going on. You want to brief us on this fly zone or whatever it is, Larry? Have you got any information on that?
It's very, very interesting, and it's hard to make sense of the reasoning of it. This is headline on the Drudge Report today. Also, InfoWars had to post on it and other locations. And I'll just read it real quickly here and get your opinion. It says, military to jam GPS signals across the East Coast through January the 24th. Says FBI is also seizing night vision equipment from distributors. Something big is coming. Said the GPS jamming will affect South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Eastern Tennessee, Alabama, and all of Florida. Now, I can't really vet this, Stuart, but what do you think? If some of this stuff's true, this is what my kind of, you know, cues me a little bit, is the fact that this is happening as the impeachment has begun, basically, during the time frame of the impeachment beginning officially Tuesday, and possibly troubles on Monday. And now at the same time, Trump is about to leave to go to Davos, to be overseas for those meetings. So this is a very unique time. People need to have a heads up and be aware.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be in the country right now. That's obvious. Virginia Governor Northam's attempt to bring in the UN was blocked by Trump, but I have not been able to vet that he actually tried to block it. But I do have the tweet he said, "Your Second Amendment," this is from Trump, "Your Second Amendment is under very serious attack in the great Commonwealth of Virginia." That's what happens when you vote for Democrats. They will take your guns away. Republicans will win Virginia in 2020. Thank you, Dems. Well, actually, they aren't Democrats. They're communists, and this is a communist insurrection. That's what you're dealing with. And nobody wants to call it that, but that's exactly what it is. And I don't, for the life of me, understand why people are not calling this, particularly people that are on the other side and know what's going on. It's almost like they're afraid to call it a spade a spade. Anyway, with this, I was looking at the map that they provided with this GPS jamming and everything, and being an aircraft pilot for many, many years, this is a NOTAM, and that's a notice to airmen, basically. And what's interesting is the map, because Ground Zero is off the coast of Georgia, just slightly above the north of Florida in the Panhandle, but it's in the Atlantic. I'm not sure whether that's where the naval forces are going to be that will be using this jamming, or whether that's ground zero for something far, far more nefarious, like a nuke going off. You got to remember, folks, global deep state doesn't have a conscience. They don't care how many people they kill. In fact, they would love to kill most people. They want Georgia Guidestones. They want to bring you down. They want to kill you. And anyway, this map evidently has been verified. However, I don't know how you verify stuff like this. And then the headline just says, "Military to jam GPS signals across the East Coast through January 24th. Now, GPS signals are used to navigate. This may have something to do that they know there's an attack coming. There is also a no-fly zone directly over Richmond, Virginia. And here's what I think this is probably Alex Jones. In case you didn't fully realize that something big is about to take place in America, here are several facts for your brain. The U.S. military carrier Strike Group 4 is jamming GPS signals from the 16th through the 24th, which may overlap the planned deep state false flag event in Richmond, Virginia. Richmond is just at the margins of the range of the GPS jamming exercise released by the military. GPS jamming exercises continue through January 24th, like Larry just said. The FAA has also issued an advisory warning aircraft pilots. GPS will fail for several hours each day during the jamming exercise. And they have issued a NOTAM for it. And it's extremely big, it's extremely wide, and the question is why? Why now? Like Larry says, why is all this dovetailing together now? At the same time, We've had people, Bernie Sanders had a guy said, well, you know, we got to round up all these conservatives and Christians and all that. They're deplorables like Hillary Clinton, and we got to either kill them or we got to put them in FEMA camps to torture them and then kill them or reeducate them if it's a possibility. This is all part of the playbook, Rules for Radicals. It's all part of the playbook of the deep state, global deep state, the Illuminati. And the American people are sitting back twiddling their thumbs. Anyway, what else you got on this, Larry? This is kind of scary stuff when you really look at it.
Well, it is, and it seems to be continuing. There's a lot of, and like you said, you know, it's almost impossible to vet some of this stuff because a lot of it is clandestine stuff, actually, kind of hidden.
Yes.
And so you're not going to get the truth on it particularly, but a lot of sources are really concerned about really the 17th through the 20th to the 24th of this coming a period of time, and what's interesting is, you know, and I'd like your opinion on this, is as this impeachment thing, and you and I both know what that is, it's a coup,
mm-hmm.
Is that possibly a smokescreen for the communists coming out and beginning their real coup? Is it Antifa? Is this the kickoff to get Antifa in the streets? We just don't know, but there, like you said, there's way too many dots coming together in this thing.
Yeah, it is. I do believe that the impeachment thing is all a smokescreen. And the smokescreen for what is the question? Well, maybe now we're starting to see on the surface what's coming. And here's another little article, USA. It's written by Ammoland.com. Anti-gun Virginia Governor Ralph Northam has declared a temporary emergency, banned all firearms from Capitol Square in advance of anticipated massive rally, Second Amendment activists, a move the Virginia Citizens Defense League believes is illegal. The anti-rights politicians in Washington state are pushing an ominous bill that could be a bad omen for gun owners out there. And, of course, what they're doing is they're doing this probably across the nation. They're just going to bring these bills in. They have to get the guns, folks. It's part of the United Nations plan to disarm the American people so they can't fight back. Anyway, it's an amazing thing that we're watching. Who would have ever believed, Larry, we'd be here this quickly? I thought, in some ways, I thought it would be very quick, and then other times I thought, well, it's going to take a long, long time. But then here's the FAA declares airspace over Richmond, Virginia, national defense airspace. Why would they call it that? National defense airspace. What would you think about that title?
Well, I did see another report that I can't verify that has apparently identified some of the aircraft that's going to be circling Richmond and that region as being some type of special intelligence aircraft. Now, what does that mean? I don't know. But this whole thing with this Virginia situation, you know, if you sit back and you look and slowly peel the onion back, you can see mm-hmm. it's contrived. It's absolutely contrived.
Well, yeah, the whole impeachment thing was a sham to start because they started that before he even took office. Excuse me.
No,
so
I'm
you know that
about,
was a total sham.
No, I'm talking about Virginia.
Oh, yes. Well, I think that is, too, because this guy, oh, here's something else we got to bring up. Virginia. Crisis actors sought ahead of Northam's lobby day trap. Without fail, you can look back at the false flag shootings in America or other mass shootings that are scheduled mass shooting training. Remember the drills? And the drills all
yeah.
of a sudden go live? that takes place either just prior to or on the very day of the attack. Additionally, many reports have documented where government has sought crisis actors in which it calls training ahead of the very attacks. With Lobby Day just a few days away in Virginia, Virginia is now seeking actors for an ongoing live role-playing project. First setup. Okay, Ralph Northam issued an illegal state of emergency claiming the militia will storm the Capitol, but he has zero evidence to prove it. State of emergency claimed by Northam is being actually challenged in court now by Gun Owners of America, as well as the Virginia Civil Defense League. But here's the description of the actors. Description: heat courses are designed to prepare NGO staff for operating in challenging international environments through in-person simulations. Actors take on varying roles: terrorist, IED victim, hostage, or rescue team throughout each workshop. The work can be intense, both physically and mentally, but also very rewarding. Amisville, seeking actors for current live role-playing project, paid hostile environment awareness training called HEAT. Location, Amisville, Virginia, near Warrington and Culpeper. Courses, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, why are they looking for crisis actors now, Larry?
Well, like you said, it's been amazing over the years how many of these drills go live.
Yeah, and it just seems that it's a continuous process. And have you been able to vet the comment that Trump stopped the UN vehicles from coming into Virginia? I have not been able to vet that at all.
Well, I haven't been able to. I've seen numerous sources on it, and apparently Northam, you know, from what I gather, attempted to bring them in because some of the sheriffs was not going to work with him, and that apparently has been blocked. Of course, you know well as I do that Trump's not big on the UN at all. And but the problem is, you know, that we're all aware of the fact that deep state's not following Trump's orders. A lot of them are not. And by the way, I can't vet it, but there's numerous sources also reporting that Northam is being directed by Barack Obama.
Yes, I would not doubt that at all. Obama's operating behind the scenes. Wherever Trump goes, he used to go and tell everybody don't pay any attention to Trump. He's going to not be around any time, so don't pay any attention to him. The other thing that's very interesting to me is this: FBI invokes eminent domain to seize high-end night vision tubes. The FBI is now claiming eminent domain to essentially seize high-end night vision tubes that power night vision goggles from distributors in the United States. This indicates that the FBI has an emergency effort underway to acquire large numbers of night vision in anticipation of some urgent event which would take place at night, possibly another FBI false flag operation like Oak City or 1993 attempted World Trade Center bombing, which was entirely masterminded by the FBI. As Dave Hodges reported on the Common Sense show, Bob Griswold from Ready Made Resources relates a shocking event where he had already locked in the purchase of 70 night vision tubes from his distributor, and these tubes had been invoiced and committed. Within hours, the FBI claimed eminent domain over the tubes, seizing them from Ready-Made Resources before they could even be shipped. We received a letter written by RMR by their distributor confirming the government preempted the order. claiming they had ownership over the gear because they were the government. There's a situation developing, and usually when they're going to go around and they're going to arrest sheriff people or they're going to round up people, they do it around 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And this is my guess as to why they want them. We have a very corrupt FBI, very corrupt, and nothing has been done to change that. We have a corrupt Department of State. We have a corrupt Department of Justice. Bob Barr just exonerated Hillary Clinton. You and I would be in prison and the key thrown away forever for taking down 30,000 emails that had already been subpoenaed, cooking our hard drives in our, in our computers that had already been subpoenaed, and yet she walks free. So you know what's going on. You know that this is a communist insurgency, and you should know by now absolutely nobody of that ilk is ever going to prison. They're just not. You are the target, just like Trump said. You're the one thereafter. It's not Donald Trump. It's, he may get in the way, but it's you, the American Christian, the Bill of Rights, the people who love their Constitution. See, what happened is we waited too long. They have infiltrated all institutions. Very, very easy now. If Antifa starts a big fight dressed up as patriots, the general population will assume, because they believe almost everything propaganda, communist news network, CNN, has to say, that the Christians and the Bill of Rights and the patriots started all this, and they need to be taken down. And the progressives have infiltrated our colleges and our universities. That's why you're having all the trouble you are at the university level with the kids that are graduating. They're graduating basically as communists. And that's what they believe. That's what they've been taught. So just be aware that something very, very nasty is coming. Can't tell you it's going to be this week, next month, next year. But be on guard, because this thing does not look very, very good with everything that's going on down there in Virginia. I don't know. What do you think, Larry? I think this looks kind of nasty.
Well, it does, and at the same time, I still have questions about what is going on with the states of Kansas and Nebraska. Why is,
yes,
what is the military doing? What is the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, doing? What are all the legislators being warned about? So this may all fit together later.
I think it does, and I think it also ties in with the drones that everybody's been seeing. It's like they're looking for a broken arrow, a stolen nuke somewhere. And then we have this thing on Ground Zero just off the coast of Georgia and Florida. Can't tell you anything's going to happen. Hopefully it's just a GPS drill, like they say, and there's nothing to it. That's what we should pray for. But I would also once again warn the Virginia Patriots, do not go to this thing that's going on. Stay away from it. And any final word, Larry?
Yeah, I would just, somebody had texted me and said that Facebook was putting out now a lot of data on the GPS warnings about being down. So something big is up. Alex Jones may be right. We're watching, I think we're watching stir at a time in history to where too many things are coming together all at the very same time.
Yeah, and Trump is out of the country. Very, very odd that he's leaving, particularly after warning everybody about you kind of left them alone in Virginia. Well, here's what's going on, but I'm really not going to help you. Anyway, you guys take care out there. Heads up, And hopefully nothing occurs, and it's all just a big to-do over nothing. But then on the other hand, anyway, good night, and the Lord be with all of you. Take care.